I'm broken, I am encouraged. Been cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest word assembly.
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Glory be to God. This morning, quickly, I bring a prophetic word from God for this house. Someone say, awake.
Awake.
Say, awake.
Awake.
Say, abide.
Abide.
And say, attack.
Attack.
Awake.
Awake.
Abide.
Abide.
And attack. Isaiah 52, verse 1. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth, there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Verse 2, shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. The Lord is speaking to us this morning prophetically and directly. I don't know where you are in your journey of life or in your Christian faith, but the word of the Lord is coming to us and it says what? Awake. The world is gradually coming to an end. And it's not to scare you, but more than ever before, we must begin to put what is important in the front burner. The church, the body of Christ, for so many years has been distracted. We have lost, to a very large extent, our essence in society. But God is bringing a prophetic word this morning. One thing about the word of God is that when the word of God comes, it has in it the power to achieve what he's saying. So when God tells you to awake, the word you are hearing has the power to awaken you. Amen. That's why you must listen not only with your physical ears, you must listen with your spirit. The only person that needs to awake is someone who is sleeping. Sleeping. Don't let the activities you are engaged in fool you. Don't let the small things you are doing here and there fool you. There is so much more. There's so much more. There's so much more potential that lies within you that has not been tapped. And like Pastor was saying, don't get used to tomorrow, it will be better. No great person ever made it by always looking at tomorrow. Oh, you didn't hear me? No great person ever made it in life by always saying tomorrow. I know this may sound negative, but tomorrow is not guaranteed. Hello? Tomorrow is not what? Guaranteed. Jesus can come today. Praise God. So this way you will die today. Praise God. God. So tomorrow is not guaranteed. Yeah? This prophet wants to curse us. Praise God. No. Jesus can come today. The world can come to an end. You must have that sense of urgency. We are in an army. In this army, it's not for people who want to just lazy about. We need to stand and take our place in the scheme of things. Have you seen a military man who says he doesn't feel like going to work? Talk to me. A military man will stand up in the morning and say, I don't feel like going to work. How? Whether it's under malaria, whether it's not feeling fine, they don't care. You show up. We are in the Christian army. Glory be to God. And so we must awake to our responsibilities. Tell neighbor, awake. Say, awake. Baluko suprehi kanada shoto. Menturi kaba so telika badaba. Now hear this. Write this down. Three things. You must awake to the fatherhood of God. Awake to Abba. Bible says in Romans 8:15 that we have not received again the spirit of bondage to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, what? Abba. Do you know God as your father? Or you're just here playing church? You're just here for a social gathering. I just like this family of God. We are so close. No. Do you have a personal relationship with God as Father, God the Father? Do you communicate with Him? Do you have communion with Him? Because the reason why you are not able to stand in your place of authority is because most likely you don't have that deep fellowship with God the Father. We just finished shouting now, and it's good. And we can shout some more. But when you are all alone with in your room, can you do some shouting too? Can you look at God's word and get all excited about what God is telling you? Hey, glory be to God. Do you know God as your father? How many of you, if you're married here, how many of you with your four-year-old child stay up all night worrying about school fees? Talk to me. Eh? Even when you're in university, most of you didn't worry about school fees. Why? Talk to me. Your father is there. Why are you staying up all night worrying yourself about that bill? About that job you're looking for? About that husband you're looking for? Why are you worrying yourself? You know why? You don't know him as God, your father. When you have that revelation of God as your father, it will be very hard for you to worry about anything. Very hard. It's not that you're irresponsible, but you know that your father got you. You know that he has your back. He said, if you, earthly fathers, can give your son bread when he asks for bread and not stone, how much more? We need to awaken to the fatherhood of God. Number two, you need to awaken to Jesus Christ. Awaken to God as Father, and awaken to Jesus as Savior. First, if you're not born again, you need to awake, be born again. Then also, if you're born again, you need to move further. You need to awaken to the Lordship of Jesus. You see, we're getting somewhere. Jesus is your friend, I know. He's your Savior, I know, but he's also your Lord. You know who a Lord is? A Lord is a master. That means you, as the servant, you take instructions from the master. Amen. So your life in that context is not your own. When you are waking to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you are following in his steps. You are following in what? In his steps. Peter was wise. Peter asked him, "You are walking on water. Lord, he said, Lord, you see that? He said, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come." He recognized Jesus as Lord. The question, do you recognize Jesus as Lord over your life? Or for some of you, Jesus is Lord over your marriage, lord over family. But when he reached money, see, Jesus just park away. Jesus, you don't understand. The dollar is increasing. When he says, that's your car you are driving, just go and sow it into Pastor Wumi's life. Someone say, glory.
Glory!
He didn't even say glory. Praise God. You say, devil, get behind me. I'm not hearing well. God told me something one time. He said, whatever is too big for you to give is bigger than you. Whatever I tell you to give that you feel is too big for you is bigger than you and can kill you. What you can't give away can kill you. I remember one time God told us to sell the car we were driving. And that was the car we were driving. Someone said the car we were driving. Amen. And I told my wife, I said, God is saying when you sold this car, I say, wow. Praise God. And my wife is a giver. In fact, my wife gives more than I give. I'm learning from my wife how to give. Praise God. She has a giving ministry. But even the giver said, wow. I said, yes. The Lord has need of it. Someone said that the Lord has need of it. And the giver said, wow. I said, yes. And he said, we should not even give it out like this. We should go and spend some good money to upgrade the thing again. Good money, oh. Good money. Half a million. So it's not, let me just tell you. So you want to say good money, okay, 200. No, half a million. To wake the car up. And every time the mechanic came to fix the thing, and I was giving the money, I was giving him painfully. Say, take this 200,000, go and do this. By the time we're done fixing the car, my wife said, don't you enter the car? Say, is this our car? The car has changed. She now asked me, are we still sewing? I said, get thee behind me, devil. I said, get thee behind me, devil. You know, you can tell somebody close to you that it's not the person, it's this devil that is talking to you. Jesus told Peter that. Husband, be careful before you tell your wife, get thee behind me. You will not eat that day. Praise the Lord. Say, go and tell the devil to cook for you. Praise God. Amen. Because before we fixed it up, the AC was always having issues. Now the AC was cooling like cha 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 cha. The woman entered and said, are you sure we're giving this guy? It's gone. And then I heard a preacher, a very respected preacher. He said, when I was still holding the car for 1 or 2 months. You know, so I'll be real with you. Don't think they go said so that car just went there. I just had a drop it. No. let me move see how the AC is working before I give to the person now. You understand that kind of thing? And so I was now on Instagram and I heard a preacher just say, when God asked him to sow the car, he was still delaying, and then God told him and said, when God says leave a place, that means his presence has left that place. So God told him that his presence had left the car. He said, I can't be in a car that God's presence has left. So I got to my wife and said, God's presence has left our car. We need to quickly go and give it. It's not only that. I said, God, what God says to one, God says to all. Praise God. You say, I've not heard it personally. I said, they said God's presence has left the car. Let's go and quickly give the car to the owner. We drove it quickly. And when we gave that car, the prayers were heavy. I said, no, you just inform me quiet as if you know everything's okay. Nobody knows the battle you are faced to, so that awaken to the launch of prayer. And in less than 3 months, the car we're giving out was what? Tokumbo. Now, I didn't pray, oh Lord, I want tear up. I didn't pray that prayer. It was not part of my goals for the year. We gave out that to Kubrick with all the half a million and everything. And in less than 3 months, tear rubber. Someone say tear rubber. Is that? Someone say tear rubber. Cha cha. And not just tear rubber that, okay, the car came out 5 years ago. We're driving a 2020 car in 2020. The Lord has need of it. What is that thing that you have that you're holding on to that God has said you should give? Tell your neighbor, give it now. Because you will not be able to awake to certain things that God wants to reveal to you and place you or you at. Beyond the car that we got, something shifted in me. Beyond the car, something shifted. Awaken to the Lordship of Jesus. Come to a place where it is, you say, more of Him and less of me. Not my will, but yours be done. Awaken to the Lordship. You might be crying, obeying Him. You might be sad, obeying Him. But you say, what? I will obey Him. And thirdly, awaken to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your helper. The Holy Spirit is your guide. The Holy Spirit is your standby. And then the Holy Spirit empowers you. You need to awaken and come to a level where you know the power of God. Hey, have you seen the power of God at work before? Now, I'm not talking about just being in church and just having fun and, you know, it's good. But have you seen the power of God at work before? Awaken to greater realms of power. We are sleeping. We need to wake up. Here it is. Come. Praise God. Now, I was in Yaba Tech. Before I went to university, I was in Yaba Tech and I studied mass comm there. And so, I think the first year, we had a course. It was called typewriting. I didn't like it, praise God. Because I just felt that why would we interpret it when we're in the computer age? Praise God. ASDF column LKG. What was all this? You are nodding, you like typewriting. And so, but I just went as an obedient servant of God, praise God. But the lecturer was not coming to class. He will come. The guy didn't come the whole semester. So, they said it was an elective course. So, what I understand by elective, meaning that we can bone it or we can do it. So, I boned it. I didn't do the exam. The next year, we had one new HOD. He said that is not compulsory elective. I said, what does compulsory elective mean? Is it there is elective or is a compulsory? Ah, the guy said, no, we must do it all. Or we will not leave the, we won't leave school. And the two then. I said, what happened? And so, you know, when you have an issue in life, most times you gravitate to people that have similar issues with you. Praise God. So we had some people in the class that were in my shoes, about 15 of us or so. How far we go do this? So we have to go and meet the man. Because we have to do the carryover course. And at that time, we had not even done any assignment, nothing. It was exam time. And then the man is very wicked. Now, I did not even know the man. I didn't know how he looked like. He didn't come. Thank you, sir. Praise God. I don't know how he looked like. I don't know his name. And so we were, 50 of us gathered. I said, let's go and meet the man. And as I was going to, we were going to be the man, I was just awakening my spirit to the Holy Spirit. Rebbe. They say, which one are you speaking? And the last one, this one, maybe we'll go meet the man, I'll go sort him or something. Alaba, shikalaba, libro, koto, leduske. When we got to the building, all the people that were saying, having mouth, they were not afraid to meet the man. They were standing at the back. Me, I've already been cooking up. Leku brahata. So they say, I don't know the man. So I said, turn back, turn that way. I know the man. So I asked them, where is the man? They said, that's the man. Oh, that's the man? I said, okay. Let the bush kala baba. And I tapped him like this. What audacity. He turned back. Guess what happened? Now, you are me, I'm the man. Guess what happened? He said, ah, long time! And they were all shocked because they know I didn't know the man. The man hugged me and said, long time! As he hugged me, my Holy Ghost consciousness and my Lagos street smartness combine together and say, ah, the man don't enter. I hugged him and said, ah, I said, ah, I said, Lord, he said, how have you been? They said, I said, I'm fine. He said, what are you doing here? I said, your people are stressing me. Say, you how? I said, I don't know. They said, I have to come and do your course again. They say, it's compulsory. I don't want to start. Say, no, 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 not for you, not for you. He get the class, say, come here, the new class. Now, type all the assignment for him, 40 marks. He didn't say I should type it. He said they should type it for me. I said, okay, that's good. Take my name and my mark number. Then, don't worry about that. I will. By the time those other guys who were coming with me saw that things were happening here, they tapped me. I said, hey, sorry. I think some of my people here also have similar issues. I said, hey, because of you, 40 marks for them also. Pastor, what do you use? Now, juju? I said, no. It's Holy Ghost juju. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You need to awaken to the Holy Spirit. That story has not finished. So, out of the 15 of them, there was one Thomas. There must always be a Thomas. Have you noticed? There must always be what? A Thomas. So, that one Thomas said, it's a lie. The guy is mistaking you for somebody. I said, don't worry. God will help you. A week later, God is so merciful. Praise God. God is so loving. A week later, I was now walking alone with that doubting Thomas. And we're passing, going to the hostel, and then we saw the man again beside his car. I said, Holy Spirit, this is the opportunity to win this doubting Thomas. I said, hey, you said the other time that is by chance, Abi. Watch now. Now I went with full confidence. Praise God. I said, hello. I said, I'll be again. At least one first time is accident. Second time cannot be coincidence. Praise God. He said, have they done your assignment? I said, they've done it. No problem. That's how I didn't have an extra year in Yabatek. I prophesy over you. That as you awaken to the ministry of the Holy Ghost, you will overcome any challenge that is facing you. Amen. Angels will be dispatched on your behalf. Amen. They will speak for you at the gate in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lines begin to fall for you in pleasant places. Amen. Men begin to favor you because God has favored you. Amen. As you awaken to the mysteries in the Holy Ghost, you are going to be moving with laser speed. Laser speed. Laser speed. God is wrapping up 10 years and giving you in 1 year. Supernaturally receive your harvest now. We are in harvest world. Receive your harvest now. Receive your harvest now. Receive your harvest now. Quickly. Awake. Now abide. Hello. Come. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Shubrahada. Stand there. Stop there. The Lord says it's your time of remembrance. It's your time of remembrance. He says, open up. Open up. For what he will do will seem strange. But open up, because what he will do has never been done in your family. He's set to make you a beacon of light in your family. And that light will shine, and it will shine, and it will shine, and it will shine. The book of remembrance has been opened for you. All those things you have done in secret, the Lord says he will reward you openly. He will reward you openly. He reward you openly.
Amen.
Banquet of miracles.
Amen.
Banquet of miracles.
Amen.
Banquet of miracles.
Amen.
Banquet of miracles.
Amen.
Laser speeds.
Amen.
Laser speeds.
Amen.
Jalikana Toria Hata. Laser speeds. And the Lord told you before that he has selected you, chosen you, picked you to be used. You have given him all the excuses that you are not worthy enough. He says, awaken. Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Abide. Number two, abide, abide. We don't have time. Abide. Shabaliko Shaba. It's not enough for you to awake. Before we go to abide, there are three types of Christians. Quickly. There are three types of Christians. Number one, we have the carnal Christian. The carnal Christian is saved, but not walking in the light of the gospel. You know, in 1 Corinthians 3:3, Apostle Paul speaking there, he said, ye are still carnal. Why? Because there's so many divisions among you. That was a spiritual church, but they were still carnal. So we still have carnal Christians, saved but not walking in the light of the gospel. They are focused on earthly things. Their motive is selfish, and they are ruled by their body. They are ruled by feelings. So if you are here and you're still a carnal Christian, you need to awake. Number two, we have lazy Christians. These ones are saved, they understand the light. They have walked in a bit of the light, but they are gradually getting familiar with God. They are gradually getting familiar with the things of the Spirit. They possess a sense of irresponsibility. So lazy Christians are not disciplined enough to pray. They don't study God's word. They have excuse for everything. I'm working. God, you know I'm working in the corporate world. This is, let me tell you, there's always a way around it. Don't try to create time to pray in the day. That sounded very interesting, right?
Yes, sir.
Don't. Try to create time to do other things while you are praying. You didn't get it. Praise God. Some of you will get it tomorrow. If you are still trying to create time to pray, you are wrong. The Bible says, pray without what?
Ceasing.
So your life is a prayer. You should create time to go to work. Let me help you because I'm working too. So if you think full-time pastor doesn't understand you, understand you. Praise God. You can pray 1 hour in a day comfortably. How? Have 15 minutes prayer break through the day. 15 minutes in the office. 15 minutes prayer break. Four like that in a day. You don't have time. You don't have time. You have spent 3 hours on Instagram. Some of you, when you go to the toilet, your legs become numb. Because you are there for 2 hours. Don't look at anybody. Look straight. Don't look straight. I've been there. I've been there. So I know I'm telling you. And God told me you can't go far that way. You see, if you really, I've moved to number 2. If you really abide there, there are things God will tell you to shock you. You know, he said he shock you, Abby. He shock you. Man of God, God told me one day, say, until the money you spend on spiritual things is more than the money you spend on physical things, see, you have not started. He said, until what you spend to feed your human spirit is more than what you spend on your physical body, he said, you have not started. Because what you spend, where your money is where your heart is. So, calculate all you have spent on clothes, shoe, food. If it's more than what you are spending on your spiritual health and well-being, you are yet to awake. One time, Bishop went to America and his wife asked him, what do you buy? He called and said, come and see. Open the first bag, books. He said, hey, what do you buy? Second bag, books. Third bag, books. Yay! They've told you, buy my book now. You say it's too expensive. But on your way home, you will buy data that is more than that book. And that book can help your life. That data cannot help your life. Oh, sweet sensation. Eh? You go and eat there. Hey, you spend more than that with your girlfriend. I'm preaching what Pastor Biga is saying. Praise God. Glory be to God. You must appreciate your pastor. Because as he's saying it because he knows you more than I do. See, always honor your pastor more than any other pastor. You see what I said? It's foolishness to honor another pastor more than your pastor. Write it down. You know why? I will soon go. When the Bible says Paul planted and Apollos watered, what he was talking about, Paul was their pastor. He gave birth to them in faith. So he was the one doing the planting. Apollo just came to water. I just came to water. It is his work. He is the one that planted. It is wise to give honor to the one who planted more than the one who watered. Because the one who planted can uproot you. So, number 3... I didn't say much. Praise God. The one who waters, if he didn't water, someone else will come and water. The one who planted is the one who will most likely prune and cut off those things. If your pastor calls you to come anywhere, go. That helps somebody. Number 3, the third type of Christian is the on fire and on duty Christian. Someone say glory. The on fire and on duty Christian. That Christian is always purging himself, always pressing into God, always getting intimate with God. That Christian is always growing in the things of the Spirit. That Christian is always on the gospel mission, winning souls, blessing others, discipling others. That Christian is totally yielded to God. That Christian is surrendered. Not my will, but yours be done. Like the 3 evil boys. They said, we will not bow. But just in case our God decides not to save us, we will still not bow. How many people can talk like that? You need to awaken to that level. But let me say something about that Christian too. That Christian is on fire and on duty. You still have one small challenge. Because that Christian can pray 7 hours, can pray 10 hours. That Christian can do stuff. But the challenge that Christian will have is to remove his faith from Jesus Christ and put his faith in his own works. That is the fight of faith for that kind of Christian. Because there's a way you fast and pray, you feel a bit confident. I don't gauge. And then if you're not careful, you're going to walk in your own arranged power. So you must always remain in that posture of looking unto Jesus. Some people, how they help themselves is, you know those people, when they want to preach, the first thing they do is to kneel down and give all the glory to God. Because they know that they have done so many things that their minds can wander and deceive them and tell them it's because of what you have done. So they try to quickly ascribe all the glory to God quickly. So that there is no self in this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every voice that is not of God over your life, I silence it now.
Amen.
I silence it now.
Amen.
I silence it now.
Amen.
Up. Up. Stand up. Not you. You. I silence it now.
Amen.
I silence it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every voice, glory to Jesus. Every voice, every voice, every voice, silence now in the name of Jesus. Kole dabasuya, sebrene shudi kelebaros. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Only the voice of God will prevail in your life. The voice of fear, gone. The voice of fear, gone. The voice of doubt, gone. Push. 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 You bring forth, you bring forth, you bring forth. You bring forth, you bring forth. You bring forth. Glory be to God. You bring forth. Effortlessly. You bring forth. You bring forth. You bring forth. Whoosh. Whoosh! Oh, glory to God. Laughter has come into your home now.
Amen.
Glory to God. Laughter has come into your home. Stand on it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Glory be to God. Abide. So when you awake, you must abide. When you awake, you must abide. What does it mean to abide? Go to John 15 quickly. John chapter 15. Thank you, Holy Spirit, tonight, this morning. Verse 1, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. You cannot bear fruit, you cannot fulfill your potential if you do not abide in Christ. How do you abide? You abide by praying. Your life becomes a prayer. You have awakened to the Fatherhood of God. You have awakened to Jesus. You have awakened to the Holy Spirit. But now you need to abide. You need to sustain the fire you have gotten. You must become a praying mantis. Hey, glory be to God. Someone said, how long should I pray? There is no time allotted in the Bible. Pray until you know you are afraid. Amen. Pray until your spirit is the one praying and not you anymore. Pray until you have lost consciousness of even your physical surroundings. One time I was praying, Pastor was talking about the past days. God will help us. Praise God. The days ahead will be more glorious. Praise the Lord. Let me say this. Ah, can I say this? Well, on Facebook. Okay, I will say it. Praise God. One time I prayed. I found myself under my bed. While lying, I don't know how I got there. Praise God. I just opened my eye. I saw wood. And when I came out of the praying room, my sister then, you know, you, in your family, you have those who are very close to you. And you have those who are not very close to you. Amen? So, if it was the sister that was very close to me that told me, I would say because she likes me. But it was the sister that we're not very close. Although we're close now. Praise God. But then we're not very close. Because I came after her. So we're always fighting from when we're... She said, when you were praying, the house was shaking. I said, wow. Are you serious? I like that kind of testimony. Praise God. I'm rounding up, don't worry. The house was shaking. I said, wow, that's great. How many of you have prayed? Even your phone didn't shake. You know why? Because when you were praying, yes, look at Instagram. Ah! RMB has died. That's shapalaka. It's an example now. Why are you shouting? Buhari is in. How? That's not prayer. Men ought always to pray 24/7. Abide in the vine. How do you abide? You abide in the word. You don't just read the word. You eat it. You consume it. Read the Bible. Read the word of God. Study it. Let it become a part of you. Have a word in season at all times. Be ready with the word of God. That can only happen when you abide. When you settle in it. It's not this 5 minutes, 10 minutes quickly. And no. Nobody's marking heaven that you pray that so you read the Bible. Nobody's marking it. It's for your edification. It's to build you up. When you study the word of God, when you abide with the prayer, when you see God, just one scripture you can be shouting. You got the light that will come from it. You'll be like, but I know this scripture. I know this verse before now. What's new about it? But the Holy Spirit will bring it to you. I was studying yesterday and the Lord told me, go to Romans 1:7. I know the scripture. But it came alive again. I am unashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power. It is the power of God unto salvation. And he told me, guess what? All this talk about COVID and everything is a lie. You see, it's a conspiracy against the gospel. Because the gospel is the power. It's a conspiracy against the gospel. That's what they are targeting. They want to control the system so the gospel won't go out. And we're here. Instead of us to sit down and pray together, we're busy arguing. Take vaccine. Don't take vaccine. If you like, don't take it. That's a problem. If you like, take it. That's a problem. It's about the gospel. If you take it, please still preach the gospel. If you don't take it, please preach the gospel. The light came because the gospel is the power unto salvation. That gospel, it can save you. Lastly, this morning, I don't have time, I've told you more things. Prayer is not about going to the riverside and being naked. Someone said, if I wake up at the middle of the night and go naked for that guy that broke my heart, shut up. You pray by the word. You pray in line with the word of God. You pray the word of God. Lastly, attack. Someone say attack. So you awake, you abide, and then you attack. You attack because that's what we have to do as an army. It's not enough for you to just say, okay, I'm awakened, I'm abiding in God, and then what are you doing with all that power in you? Acts 1:8, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses. in Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost part of the earth. You need to attack. Every time you preach the gospel, you are attacking. You are attacking the kingdom of the devil. You are taking one person from the kingdom of darkness and translating them to the kingdom of light. The power is not sitting and waiting for issues to come. Don't say, Become an ambassador of Christ. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing what? Good. Healing all that were oppressed. He didn't sit down while waiting. He went about. You need to attack the devil. Sometimes, let me tell you what I do on my street. I just feel like doing it. I'm not even led. I say, this evening, everyone sick on this street, healed in the name of Jesus. I just take authority. You know, this everyone, both Muslim and Christian, I run you out now. So the guy said, I was not feeling well. I'm suddenly feeling well. Somebody has taken authority. Praise God. Yeah. Win souls. Heal the sick. Fulfill God's will here on earth. Go and do what God asked you to do. Lastly, this morning, someone say, awake. Someone say, abide. Someone say, attack. If every one of us is attacking in this room, we will not be able to have this space won't contain us. We'll be having 5 services, or we're going to look for that hall. If you are consciously attacking, you take it upon yourself that every week you must win a soul. Whether online or offline, I must win a soul. And that person is coming to church. Because that's our kingdom assignment. Lastly, the Lord said I should say this. Don't operate in the flesh. If you operate in the flesh, the devil will floor you. Over your marriage, over your life, over your career, over any area of your life, don't operate in the flesh. The devil will floor you. Operate in the spirit. You are a spiritual being. Operate in the spirit. Because that is where you have total victory. And when you operate from the spirit, you will be able to transfer that victory in the spirit into the physical. But if you want to operate by the world system, operate by flesh, the devil will always floor you. Stand to your feet this morning. And just lift up your hands and say, Lord, I awake. Shalama koria baba. Lord, I abide.